So this leads me to the closing of our concert. I'm very excited to introduce to you Mr. Jean-Marc Carasin. He is fresh from Paris just a few days ago. He went straight to Banff, which was my strong recommendation. Spent a different experience at Banff. You would normally think he would be going to hike or ski or something, but he went straight to the Banff Center for the Arts, which is, in my opinion, I think the most unique experience you could have in Banff, which is this little secluded community of just like-minded artists from all over the world who, at this stage, it's considered the low season. You know, it's not crazy busy there, and there's no music festivals going, so just some long-term residents that are there. And Jean-Marc was able to meet a good friend of mine, Betty Wu from San Francisco. She's doing her cello there. And, you know, I think that was the main purpose was to see the Rocky Mountains, but it was also a bonus that Jean-Marc could hang out with me and we could work on some music together for the same concert in June. So, Jean-Marc, I think, I'm trying to think when we first met, where we first met. Shanghai was my first real memory. We were, I was just part of the music, we were both part of a music series there, and there was, you know, very strict practice times that you could have at the Yamaha Center. You could only go from here to here. And Jean-Marc last night told me that I was the only person that's, you know, agreed to donate some of my practice time to have a little jam session and play some violin music together. But the truth is, it's just that I was really looking forward to playing with him, and now this has taken another step, and we're going to perform together. So we're going to play for you today the Franck Violin Sonata, and I don't know if maybe Jean-Marc has a few things he might want to say about it.
Thank you very much. I'm not very good at speaking, and especially in English, so I will be very short. So César Franck is considered as the father of the French school of music, and he was of this Belgian composer of German origin, but he tried to define a special style. He was an organist, and he improvised a lot, and he founded the Schola Cantorum, which is the main school for composers in France. And for instance, Fauré went out this very, very famous school, and Massenet, and many French composers. One characteristic of his work is a global architecture of the sonata, like the symphony. Following the principle of cyclism, so you will be able to recognize between the different movements that the same themes are used in different movements at different tempi, to give to remind the pleasures and emotion of the sonata. So it's a it's an architecture, I would say, of the sonata. But you will also listen to a sonata that is really, it's a romantic piece, and I think very sensible one. It's, some people say that this sonata inspired Marcel Proust for his La Recherche du Temps Perdu. I don't know if you know that. I think it's a masterpiece of the French literature. And just wanted to say that he composed this sonata as he was, I think, nearly 60 years old. But it sounds like a youth sonata, I would say.
Thank you. I should say that, add that as you're getting ready here, this is the festival that we're part of is called the Pianestival, which is a festival solely for musicians.